It's the Jeff Fox Show.
It's the Jeff Fox Show. The Jeff Fox Show.
All right, just pull up a chair and relax, okay?
Okay.
How you doing, everybody? It's Jeff Fox, and I call this the New Author Spotlight. What this does, it gives you a chance to meet all these wonderful, talented new authors out there and find out a little bit about their lives, a little bit about what they've been through and their work. And today on the program, we're talking to Rashida White, and her book is called In My Lifetime. This is part one, and My Hard Knock Life. This is going to be pretty interesting. Hello there, Rashida. How are you?
I'm fine, Jeff.
Wow. So first of all, I know this book is going to really get into your background, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Can you tell everybody where you're from? Who is Rashida White?
Rashida White. I'm from Bedford Stuyvesant, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn. Stand up. You got that pride that Brooklyn people have?
Yes, I do.
You know, everywhere you go, Brooklyn's in the house, right?
Yes.
Brooklyn in the house, right?
Mm-hmm.
There's a pride about that. Well, where does that come from for Brooklyn folks?
Jay-Z, of course. I'm a Jay-Z fan.
Yeah.
I love Jay-Z a lot. He's really actually the person who inspired me to write.
Is that right?
Yeah, I love his music. He's probably one of the only artists.
Did you know him from the beginning days when he first started
no,
out?
No, I didn't. I didn't know him.
Yeah, yeah. At what point did you realize writing was a passion?
I realized that when I was probably like in the fourth grade that writing was something that I wanted to do. I actually wrote in a journal every day.
Every day? What did you write about?
I wrote about like daily things, things that I had did time I woke up up until the time I went to bed.
Oh, you always put your feelings on paper.
Every day I would write.
Mm-hmm.
And I would tell my mother that this is something that I wanted to do.
Really?
And then I stopped. I stopped because I didn't really see anything in it anymore. I wasn't going anywhere. So then I started again in middle school, and I liked it. And then I started listening to Jay-Z music. And when I listened to his music, it was a lot of things that he was rapping about. Me and my family related to. I come from a very large family.
Really? How many brothers, sisters, and cousins?
From my mom, I have one brother.
Mm-hmm.
And I have five sisters.
Oh, boy. You got five sisters,
five
huh?
Five sisters.
That must have been something in itself, right?
Yes.
And where are you in that?
I'm the oldest.
Are you the oldest?
Yes, I am.
Oh, so a lot of responsibility came on you early on, huh?
Yes.
Did you have to grow up fast?
Like a big sister at a young age.
Right.
Yes.
Did you feel like you missed a little bit of your childhood, a little bit?
Maybe my adolescent years.
Right.
Yes. That was really what In My Lifetime was about. That was my first book. And I kept finding myself going through hard times, meeting the same guys, doing the same things. And I really didn't have anybody to turn to. So I continued to turn to my pen and my paper, and I continue to write.
Did you find your answers?
It was like my serenity, you know? It made me want to make better choices and better decisions, and made me move forward and accept the things that I couldn't change.
Mm-hmm.
I really have a passion for it.
You had to start from somewhere. I'm going to start and put these words down. I'm going to put them in a book, and I'm going to publish it. When did that part happen?
That part happened after my mother passed away. After my mother passed away, you know, I really was like, I'm really going to publish my book. That's something that she told me, like, don't stop writing. If that's something that you want to do, continue with it. Do it. Because ain't nobody going to want nothing better for you but yourself.
And there it is. How did that feel to actually touch the work and see what you actually did? Now you can pass this to another person and they can learn from you. How did that feel?
Like a really huge accomplishment. At a part of my life, I had become homeless, and I was living in a shelter in the Bronx, way far from Brooklyn.
Wow, you've been through a lot.
You know, really a lot, and I was going through the same revolving door. I was meeting people that walked the same lifestyle that I walked, but they were so afraid to tell their story.
Right.
It's like I'm not only writing for me, I'm writing for the girl that got raped and didn't really have the courage to speak loud.
Right.
For the family that has to rely on public assistance in order for them to be able to make it.
So this book really became the voice for the folks who don't have that voice.
Yes.
How did you get to the second book, My Hard Knock Life?
The second book was kind of a part two of part one.
Mm-hmm.
When I originally wrote it, it was like 700 pages.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to put out a 700 page book.
Right.
So what I did was just broke it up in two books.
Mm-hmm.
In My Lifetime and My Hard Knock Life was one of my favorite albums from Jay-Z.
Okay.
So
right.
I named the books, you know.
Wow. I wish he could know this. Maybe. You never met him, huh?
Never met
him. Wow. He needs to know his influence on you. So when someone gets this book, what do you want to happen when they read these books?
I want them to be able to speak, to don't keep that quiet little voice inside of them and try to inspire someone else.
Both of these books, how have they changed you?
They've changed me because I'm a better person today. I make better decisions. I'm not afraid to think inside the box as opposed to outside of the box.
What do you mean?
I usually just think one way, like if it's not my way, it's no way.
Okay.
So I've learned to talk less and listen more. And when I read my books, I see like I've really been through a lot.
Tell me some of the other things you've been through.
I've been through abusive relationships, a lot of domestic abuse, and it was only one part of time in my life when I was with someone that was addicted to drugs, and I had to hide that from my family. And this was somebody that I really genuinely loved, but it was hard for me to leave because he took care of me.
Where are you now?
In my life, I'm happy, and I'm still learning Rashida.
Do you like Rashida?
I love Rashida.
Right, she's a nice person.
Yes.
Yeah. People who know you, what do they say?
I mean, you may get some that say she have a nasty attitude.
No.
Yes. You may
no.
get that. Yes.
I got your brothers right here. Do they say that, Charles? Charles says no.
I would say outspoken.
Charles says outspoken, huh? You speak your mind.
I speak my mind.
Well, that's a good thing. Would you want to see these books go to the next level?
Yes.
And what level is that?
I want to be on every billboard throughout the city. I want to be worldwide. I want to be bigger than Jay-Z.
Okay. You got big dreams.
Yes.
Wonderful. How do we get these books?
You can actually walk into any Barnes & Noble and mm-hmm. buy the book.
What did it feel like to walk into such a prestigious place like Barnes & Noble and there was Rashida White's book on the shelf?
I was kind of like shocked because I didn't know that I had reached the distribution like all over. I just thought that I was really online. You know, I didn't know. And then when I walked in the store, I was like, wow, that's amazing. And I had my kids with me. So I was like, that's amazing. So I started crying. It was like, well, why are you crying if you see your book?
Ah,
and I was like, because I'm happy. Ah, it's a happy cry.
It's a happy
but
cry.
I was really, really happy. Wow. I was excited. I was happy.
That's really nice. Mm-hmm. So once again, how do we get them?
You can order them through BarnesandNoble.com. You can order them through Lulu.com. On Ingram.com, and you can also order them through Amazon.
You doing it.
Yes.
You're going to get your dream.
Yes.
You're not waiting around for nobody.
No.
Making it happen. For your fans listening right now, what would you tell them that we missed?
Buy my book. Barnes & Noble's, Lulu.com.
You can learn a lot from
You can learn
book.
A lot.
So you're on your way. All right. It's Rashida White, everybody. You got to get her books. It's going to be big.
Bigger than life.
Bigger than life. I love it. Will you come back and see us real soon?
I will.
Fantastic. It's our new author spotlight today, Rashida White, on the Jeff Fox Radio Show online.
The Jeff Fox Show.